Good afternoon from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski made it official this morning. She's running for re-election. Her announcement came with a campaign video.
I will work with anyone from either party to advance Alaska's priorities. And I will always stand up to any politician or special interest that threatens our way of life.
Murkowski has been in the Senate almost 19 years. She was first appointed by her father, then Governor Frank Murkowski, and was elected to her first full term in 2004. In 2010, she won re-election as a write-in candidate after losing the Republican primary. Murkowski is considered a moderate Republican. She voted to impeach former President Donald Trump at his second Senate trial, but not his first. Trump has vowed to come to Alaska to campaign against her. Murkowski has so far raised $4.6 million for the 2022 campaign. Her best-funded challenger is conservative Republican Kelly Chewbacca, who has raised $1.2 million and has Trump's endorsement. Hundreds of young kids in Juneau are getting vaccinated for COVID-19 this week at clinics put on by local health officials. A lot of kids barely notice the jab. For others, it's really scary, but they have advice for anyone else who's nervous about getting a shot. KTOO's Jeremy Shea tagged along with several families during their vaccine appointments on Tuesday.
Here's how the scariest part of most of these appointments seems to go.
It's like a vacant breath for me.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good.
Did
that
you feel it?
What? Was that so easy?
Good job, Nahir.
That hurted like my sister pinching me a little.
Yeah, just a little, yep.
I can get thousands of those in one
good
day.
Job.
This is third grader Nahir Jaff with her parents at Zantikahini Middle School.
Happy.
She says she's happy she got it.
Because if everybody gets it, then we might not have to wear masks in school.
She says COVID is like the villain from Harry Potter.
COVID reminds you of Voldemort? All right, so if you ran with it, then this vaccine is like your Patroclus or something?
My apologies to the wizarding world. I meant Patronus. Anyway, Nahir is fine. Her little sister, Farai, goes next, no problem. But here's how a tougher appointment goes.
You are so awesome. Look at me. Now.
This is Julie Russell. She's been really quiet up to this point. She holds onto her mom's hand as a volunteer nurse keeps her exposed arm still.
There.
You did it. Do you realize that?
You did very well.
You did it.
Come here, monkey.
Oh,
awesome.
Mom gives her a big hug. Her next shot for the flu goes about the same. A few minutes later, Julie's eyes are dry.
How do you feel now?
Good.
She and her mom hang out in the gym of Mendenhall River Community School, just in case there's a bad reaction. For the other kids that need to get shots, Julie says,
be brave.
Julie's mom, Carolina Russell, promises her some treats, too.
I did say McDonald's and Froyo after.
Nice.
And then we found out she gets to go to Copa this weekend, so she's got a pretty good deal out of this one.
That's pretty good.
But I said if you're going to do that, then you have to get the flu shot, too. So pretty good negotiation. Right?
Yeah.
No?
No.
Copa is offering a free scoop of ice cream to young kids with her vaccine cards. Carolina is eager to get her daughter vaccinated. Her parents live in Sweden, and she says the family has had to cancel two trips to see them because of the pandemic.
I'm trying to get to some sort of normalcy as much as possible. So, I mean, that is one of the many things, of course, but I feel like it's important to be part of the solution, whatever way we can.
Trey Powers is in sixth grade. He's a few minutes away from getting his shot. He's nervous and upset.
I didn't have a choice. They forced me to get a shot. They wouldn't let me not get it.
His parents walk him through some downsides of not getting the shot.
What reasons do you not want to get a shot?
I've done well without getting COVID for 2 years.
And why is that?
Because I've been wearing a mask.
And staying at home all the time?
That.
Not doing a lot of stuff because you're not vaccinated?
Technically, it's been a year.
Yeah.
Once he's in the hot seat, he asks to see the needle.
See how small that is?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to put in. And it's 0.2 milliliters, so it's that much fluid in there, okay?
Okay. I'm going to like, get a spot ready for me to pinch so I could not deal with that.
That's his suggestion for other kids, distract yourself with a pinch somewhere else. A moment later, it's over. Trey's protests shift to how soon he can get free ice cream. Through Tuesday's clinics, about 450 young children in Juneau got their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. So far, none have had a bad reaction, at least not in the medical sense. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
Warming temperatures in Alaska have coincided with unusually large landslides in Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve. With those landslides comes the potential for localized tsunamis, which pose a risk to cruise ships and other vessels in the busy park. As KTOO's Claire Strumpel reports, the park is undertaking a long-term study to better understand that risk.
Glacier Bay's geology reads kind of like a recipe for giant waves. It's a recently glaciated area that's still rebounding from ice cover. It freezes and thaws. There are steep slopes above deep water in an active fault zone. In fact, the biggest wave ever recorded anywhere was on the park's outer coast in Lituya Bay in the 1950s. Geologists say the conditions that can lead to landslides are only getting more pronounced in Alaska.
So this begs the question, you know, as temperatures continue to warm here, will we start seeing more of them or not?
Jeff Coe leads the U.S. Geological Survey team that's working with the park. Some really big slides in 2012 and 2016 are what piqued his interest.
There was nothing like them in the historical record. They were 2 to 5 times larger than anything else that had happened in the historical record back to 1984.
Coe's guess is that they're related to degrading permafrost and rock. That's because two big slides look like they're associated with warm winter temperatures. Landslides and tsunamis aren't historically common in Glacier Bay, but because more than 500,000 visitors tour the park each year, most of them by cruise ship, Park Superintendent Philip Hoogie wants a clearer picture of the risk. That way, he can take steps to keep visitors safe.
I'd like to sleep better at night and know that I did what was right.
Over the next several years, the park will refine its understanding of where landslides could happen and which slides could generate tsunamis.
You know, you can't prevent all hazards from happening in your visits to parks, but it just seemed like we needed to get a good handle on exactly what that potential was, especially with climate change and the potential for that increasing.
So far, the park has taken precise three-dimensional measurements of the land. Next, scientists will study the likelihood of any large landslides making it into the water and what kind of wave that might generate. Hoogie says the risk of a tsunami happening while a cruise ship is nearby isn't zero, but it is a very small statistical probability. An initial study shows there are a handful of areas in the park where a landslide could hit the water and generate a wave that would affect boats.
There's a 90% chance of capsize if you have a wave that is the size of the beam of a ship. Cruise ships can only go like 30 degrees at the most over. They're not built for tilting.
The beam of a ship is its width. The Majestic Princess, one of a few ships that visited the park last summer, has a 150-foot beam. The estimated wave from a landslide at Tidal Bay is up to 250 feet high. But there's a big difference between a wave hitting the bow or the side of a ship. Hoogie's thought a lot about how to keep visitors safe while they're observing this dynamic landscape. And one solution is some kind of warning system. He says placing sensors around risk zones could give ships a chance to take the wave from an advantageous angle.
Legs would break and swimming pools would empty, but they could potentially turn the boat, you know?
That's just a theoretical example, he said. And a warning system like that would be complicated and expensive to build. And again, the odds of a cruise ship passing Tidal Inlet at the exact moment of a landslide are really, really small. For now, Jeff Coe with the USGS plans to monitor the area remotely. He says the landslide at Tidal Bay has been a source of concern for a while, but so far, its movement looks pretty non-threatening. This year was the agency's first year of field study at Glacier Bay. Coe hopes to return next year and continue to study the area over the next 6 or 7 years.
With climate change the way it is and warm temperatures continuing to warm, I think Alaska will be kind of the landslide research frontier. It is the landslide research frontier.
The ultimate result will be a map showing how likely slides are in different areas of the park. In Juneau, I'm Claire Strumpel.
Quick look at your weekend weather. It could snow late tonight or early tomorrow morning, with tonight's low hovering right around 32 degrees. Saturday will start out with snow showers turning to rain and then mostly cloudy. Sunday looking mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of snow on Sunday night.